That's and you know stuff. How we celebrate it? With just a massive amount of crazy, unadulterated raw pasta eating.
Yeah, can we honestly take a fucking break? What the...
Live, back, and better than ever, Ranksters. Friday, March 11th, 2022, from the soon-to-be-frozen tundra. Joe, Matt, and Jim falling down the rankings, three-fourths of the greatest graduating rock band of the class of 2004, where clearly we have won. We have won. And it's great. So, it's exciting to be back. We haven't, I don't even know the last time we did it, because like we had a lot, we had
like
a minute scratch. It might be. We had
a while.
We had a week
I died
off.
Last
week. Jim died last week. He's back.
Brutal,
2 weeks
man.
Ago, we were off. Week? 2 weeks ago, it was a planned being off. Last week was a late-minute scratch. And
yeah. I got the shimmy
rona.
We had
to switch around the episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because we had a killer one, but then we had to push it back. And...
But that's okay. It actually worked.
It's
it
good.
Works. It worked out perfectly.
Washkush, it was serendipitous that you had said that, and then Jim died, because it really worked out very well. So
yes, because... Since we've been doing this, tonight is episode 49.
And just so people have a little bit of understanding, I think it's important to note this. Our conversations and our kind of like getting back with each other started around October of 2019. And then
correct.
we went into the pandemic. It's March 11th. So in 2 days, it'll be March 13th. March 13th, 2020 was Friday the 13th. I was in Texas fucking living my best life when everybody was talking about fucking COVID and stuff.
And the world ended.
Oh,
Rita and
shit,
I, when
yeah.
I was in Texas,
2 years.
My dad texts me and he's like, because I text my dad a huge fucking thing of Corona. I said, building up antibodies, smiley face. And my dad's like, you shouldn't joke about this stuff. He's like, the first thing you should do on your way home from the airport when you come back is go to the grocery store, because full-blown chaos has broken out in northeastern PA. And never has the man lied to me, and he certainly didn't then, because holy shit, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Tomorrow, with that storm coming, full-blown chaos is going to break out again.
Oh, yeah, again.
Oh, I was at the store before
to get...
I was at the store before to get fucking creamer
milk and bread?
Fucking Cool Whip, and it was fucking crazy.
Cool
but
I'm always about... You got to get the beer and the beef jerky.
Yeah, I got beer, too. But yeah, so
always,
it's been like 2 years. Like, we started... We were doing this.
We
were kind of group chatting, and then we... It was like April that we started kind of like doing the group chat. Then we started... Washkush had the idea of ranking Rush songs. We started doing that.
Well, no, you had all the top five.
Well, I was doing it just on social media, just as nonsense, because because of the fucking pandemic, you can't go anywhere and do anything. So it's like fucking talking about candy bars and cereal and stuff. But you had the idea, Washkush.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Well, we were talking about Rush. I'm like, oh, what about like, you know, give us like the top 15 or 20 Rush songs, and we're all like,
yeah. So truthfully,
we need a little bit of time
like,
to do
in,
this.
Like a quasi like men's group. In a way of escape, our like at least my social life really became revolved like outside of like with Rita, it really became around Friday nights doing this. And then I think it was around July that we started thinking about the possibility of doing it as a podcast. We had our friend from the Garlic Jar give us some tips, because we did a practice one where we did the Wrestlers, and it was great,
right.
But we didn't actually figure out how to record it. I think the recording was messed up. But yeah, so
we
like
had to fine tune it, and
I had to dig it out of my parents' house somewhere, wherever the fuck the recorder was, and then we've just
then we had to come up with the point system and the spreadsheet system and the rank system
we made the
and all kinds of shit.
I remember the point system. I did absolutely nothing at work because there was just the wheels were turning. I'm like, oh god, gotta figure it out. And I sent it to Jim, and Jim's like, holy fuck, keep giving me more. I got a spreadsheet, and then Jim took it from there.
Just from Jim talking about the spreadsheet has helped up my Excel skills with my job. It's crazy.
There you go.
So, thanks
there you
a
go.
Lot.
Yeah.
The extent
beautiful.
Of me using a spreadsheet is on spreadsheet day. I write down or type out all my songs on my work computer because I don't have Excel on my Mac. And then I just A to Z, copy, paste, send an email to myself, and I send it to Jim, and I send it to you guys. And that's my extent of Excel.
But
that's
no, it's good. I mean, it's been fun. We've been going for like, so we've been doing these chats for close to 2 years. We're at episode 49. We're off next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks with episode 50. It's going to be a banger. Literally. Going to be a banger.
A banger.
Lot of banger. Lot of
lots
banger.
Of banging.
You know fucking drummer.
Yes. That was supposed to be last week, but it ends up working out perfect because good. Next week is episode 50. And we're doing 50 yeah. drum intros.
What's fun is that we've got a lot. I hate to keep using these fucking $5 words, but we've got a lot of serendipitous action happening here because it's March 11th. We're doing 311.
Goddamn right.
Then for our 50th episode, we are doing the 50 drum intros. And then on April 1st, to celebrate the release of Red Hot Chili Peppers' 12th album, we are doing the Red Hot Chai Peps. So we got a lot of fun coming up. It's April Fool's Day.
It's good
stuff. April Fool's Day, little known fact, I know we don't like to get too personal here, but, well, maybe we do. I don't know. That's a new rule. Don't get too personal.
Yeah. exclamation point.
Oh, shit. Too late. Point. Too late.
No. I was just going to say April Fool's Day 2022 will be the 5-year anniversary that Rita and I got engaged because in Florence, we were in Italy.
Did she think it was a joke?
She didn't think it was a joke. She was shocked. She couldn't believe I wanted to get married. She's like, I didn't think you were like, I thought she's like, she was really surprised. It was great. And the way I did it, we were walking down and we actually, again, very serendipitous. We fucking were walking down a thing and there was a huge jewelry store. And I said to her, I was like, Rita, like, you should go get me an engagement ring. Like, we're in Italy. It'd be so romantic. And she's like, yeah, we'll get married, like, when you want to, like, you know, when you want to get a ring and stuff. And out of my fucking hoodie, I pulled the fucking ring. And it was fucking...
Ooh, man, look at that. Ooh.
Dirty dog.
Good
dirty dog.
Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know how we celebrate it? With just a massive amount of crazy, unadulterated raw pasta eating in Italy. It was
I mean...
Oh my god.
Is there any
I didn't know
other
where
way?
That was going. I didn't know where that was going.
Was garlic bread involved with that?
Oh my god.
Dude, I honestly, from a guy who, like, my life aspirations were to fucking live in my dad's basement and fucking play guitars all the time, to actually have, like, fucking done some of the crazy shit I've done. Very lucky. Very serendipitous. Alright, I gotta stop that. I'm gonna read it. Alright, here we go. Washkush, tell me your shirt, tell me your beer.
Beer. I have, it's a variation of one that I had back in Christmas time. It's from Breaker Brewing down in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. The Dark Chocolate Raspberry Smidgen Stout.
Oh, wow. Damn.
One time when I worked at Omnicare, it was around Easter time, and a girl walked into the back, like into the back end of the pharmacy, and she was a certain kind of girl. It's fine. She was, like, annoying. But she came back, and she's like, hey, guys, I just want to let you know. Like, we're eating Easter candy, okay? So you got to know that. And she is sitting there, or we're all sitting there talking. She comes back. She goes, hey, guys, I just want to let you know that there's this going on. And she goes, smidgens. And grabs the smidgens, unhinges her lower jaw, and pours the entire box.
Oh.
So that beer is 7.6% Alki Hal by volume.
Jim, Washington, put your shirt.
Shirt, Iron Maiden, Ride of the Ancient Mariner.
I heard that today. I was listening to Maiden a little bit. Good. That's
great song.
Jim, wow. Beer me.
Beer, Miller Lite, bottle. Shirt, under the hoodie, my Mastodon shirt.
Oh, Crack the Sky cover, the album, great.
What's the hoodie? What's the hoodie say?
It's a school hoodie. Supporting my kids' school. I'm that guy. I'm that dad.
Hey,
yeah.
You're a dad. Yeah, hey. You're a good father, Jim. That's good.
Got to support the team.
That's right. All right. For my beer, I'm going again with the Coors Light bottles. And to celebrate the release of the 5th album by my number 5 favorite band of all time, Ghost in Pair, I got my Ghost fucking shirt on.
Ooh, beautiful. That's my number 2 band. So
great segue behind the Pixies. Great segue, guys. Yes. Tell me, what are your thoughts on the Ghost album released today, March 11th, 2022?
I'm a big fan. I love it.
80s hair metal tribute. With a touch of Ghost and Tobias's crazy madness. Yeah. That's it. It's not scary Satan shit, but it's fucking just,
I'm a big fan of it. For me personally, like, I've been on the Ghost train for like three or four years. Really, well, probably longer, because Prequel came out 4 years ago. So maybe like 5 or 6 years. I love Ghost. This album is a big improvement over the last album for me. The last album was great. But it didn't quite do it for me, because I really love Satan and I love all the devil stuff. So But I like the new album. Hunter's Moon was the first single. Like, it was released for Halloween Kills. And when that came out, I was pretty big on it. I know Washkosh, like, gets boners over Halloween stuff. So, like, he obviously loves it.
And, well, aside from that, just it's a good song.
No, I love horror stuff, too. Song. But, no, it's a great song. But I
Kasarian
like that.
Kasarian in 20s, man.
Kasarian in 20s. I like, what's the Watcher in the... What is it, Watcher in the... I'm struggling
Watcher.
With it.
Watcher in the Sky.
Watcher in the Sky.
It can also be something else, like Spotlights or something like that, or... Yeah. That's what I thought it was originally.
When I got out of what I would describe as one of the most brutal fucking work weeks ever, and I know we say that all the time, but this week really was fucking like a fucking manic fucking nightmare. I went to the Joe Nardone's Gallery of Sound. I was looking for the CD because I wanted the CD, even though it's on Spotify. They were sold out, so I said, you know what? I don't give my record player enough love, and I got it on vinyl. Purple.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
It's purple.
Ooh. Oh, that's awesome. God damn, I love vinyl.
I like it a lot. I'm looking forward, though, tomorrow. I didn't listen to it yet on vinyl. I would like to do that tomorrow during the snowstorm, but also what I want to do tomorrow, I want to put in my fucking AirPods, and I want to listen to the album because... As much as I listened to Ghost, it was Jim. It wasn't until you really said, like, when you were digging Ghost a lot, you were
Washkosh
like,
said it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, Washkosh said it. Okay.
Because Alexa couldn't figure out how to understand Latin, so I just had to put it on my phone and do it.
And it's like, the truth. It's a whole other sound.
Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like,
well, she also doesn't understand play Spillways by Ghost, but you know,
I was like on a big Pink Floyd kick. Like, I went down like a big rabbit hole. Like a month ago with Pink Floyd, like I listened to The Wall, like I based my whole new life philosophy on The Wall, and
so good.
But with headphones, it's totally different. And for Christmas, I got Rita these fucking headphones. They're like fucking wild. It's like actually like cans. So I think I actually might put them on and listen to it on Spotify off my laptop.
So the song you don't like, the ballad, put on the headphones and listen to that. And then you'll like it better. I don't want to see it live. But the intricacies of the guitars and the synth and the way the verses change, like each verse has a different riff. It's like, wow. It's so intricate. Like,
you know what?
Wow.
I regret. Ghost is on tour with Volbeat, and Volbeat is like, I think they're like constantly counting all the assholes in the room or whatever.
Trash.
They're doing. Yeah, trash.
They're total trash. I'm
sorry. I don't mind them. Like the single stuff I heard on the radio. I didn't hate it as bad as
Five Finger Death Punch.
No.
Fuck that.
No.
They're the Nickelback. They're the Nickelback version of Five Finger Death Punch. I'm sorry. I hate them. I hate them.
But anyway,
I can't stand
I like the dude's voice.
Well, I was going to say,
I'd rather get beat by a Vol than listen to Volbeat.
I kind of regret not
going
to the concert.
Like that big, Jim.
One of my pals at work, his daughter went to that Ghost concert. She's like, I forget how old, like 13, 14, 15, something. And it was the first concert she ever went to. So like, he said, like, obviously for her, like, it was probably like a wild experience. But they had like an opening band. Like, outside of Volbeat and Ghost co-headline, there was another opening band. They were totally into the fucking devil stuff. So, I kind of regret not going and, like, fucking...
The last time I went to go see Maiden, I was a little disappointed myself now that I love Ghost. Ghost opened for Maiden in Philadelphia.
I went to that... Yeah, like, I went to the MRBBQ. Jim, do you get that radio station? Because they're out of Jersey.
Yeah, MMR. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 93.3.
I've gone a couple times when they do the big concerts. And, like, in 2018... Alice in Chains Alice in Chains was the headliner, then Ghost, then Stone Temple Pilots, and then it was Jonathan Davis from Korn, like solo. That was like the top four headliners. And like Dorothy, that chick rocker, which we'll talk about chick rockers later, like she was there. But I said to Rita, I was like, man, like we gotta like, because we were just gonna go get beers and like not pay attention to Ghost. And then we watched them and I was just fucking mesmerized. So actually, I've been a Ghost fan for 4 years.
It's awesome.
Because that prequel came out. They opened that show with Rats, because that was, like, right around the time that they were doing prep for that album, so...
Right. But, yeah, I've been dying to hear Kasarian, and to hear it on the album lived up to everything I wanted.
Hughes, top three songs of the new album.
On the new album, it's going to be Hunter's Moon is number one, The Watcher is number two, and number three would probably be 20s.
Jim.
Jesus. Kasarian, 20s, Spillways.
In that order?
Spillways number three.
You mean Runaway by Bon Jovi?
Yeah, Spillways three. I can't. I don't know. God damn it. Yeah, Kasarian. No, 20s is number one. 20s is number one. That song is just so good. And the lyrics are all about the 30s and whatever. And the shit that's going on now, it just matches up so, like, wow. It's crazy.
I got Hunter's Moon, Watchers in the Sky, and Kassarian.
All
right. Nice. But I still love Little Miss Sunshine, whatever the fuck it is. Oh, that's like such that. A
song. Call me Little Sunshine.
I like Call Me Sunshine, but you know the problem I have is that you can always call me. Like, they do that too long in the middle and kind of lose it.
Right, okay, okay.
But I still like it. But I like that because that's got reminiscence of, like, Meloria. Like, with those, like, how Spirit and Pinnacle.
We hear the bells. And, sometimes when you hear those, like, subtle bells in there and shit, it's like, ooh, yeah.
But no, I like it.
I like
compared
it.
Compared to other Sunshine's bands, a dirty riff.
Compared to other bands that we like Mastodon and Maiden and the Foo Fighters, that have had albums come out fairly and like for me, like Weezer, bands that have albums come out recently, this is the best.
Ghost is definitely the best.
Nothing is gonna. I love Maiden. Definitely. And Oshkosh, you guys do, but nothing is gonna be more disappointing than fucking the new Maiden album. It's so disappointing. Still.
There's like two good songs.
I went back and listened to it
and then
again.
It drops
I know
off.
They're. I get that it's, they're 86 years old, but Jesus Christ, just don't. Put
just
out
open
albums.
Up Sensei Lawrence's favorite Coors original.
Oh, you got the bank. Oh,
don't start
the bullshit
look
at you.
With me or I'm gonna get out.
Oh my god.
Hughes is gonna end first, end hard, and no mercy. No,
yeah, that's what I tell my wife.
The new one isn't something that I don't. Need to see live, but it's not bad to listen. It's same thing with Book of Souls. We're like, you just sit there and throw the headphones.
See, that's the thing.
Book of Souls is good. I like Book of Souls.
No, see, I don't like Book of Souls. I thought
you don't like that? Oh, I like Book of Souls.
I like the opening track and that, like, 17-minute long track.
The more I think about it, since Bruce came back in the band in, like, 2000, Brave New World is so fucking much better than everything else. But I can't...
Yeah. Brave New World is, like, the peak, and then it just goes down from... Brave New World, Matter of Life and Death.
I like Matter of Life and Death. The new front or the final frontier or something?
No, that was the last place.
Okay.
No. The one with the alien, the frontier one. It has the alien on it. Eddie's
the
alien.
That's the blast.
No, that wasn't Blaze.
Yeah, it was.
Oh yeah, it is.
We're thinking of something different then.
X Factor and Final Frontier.
No, it's X Factor and Virtual 11 or the Blaze albums.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Final Frontiers. Yeah, that one sucks.
Yeah.
I think that.
Listen.
Here.
I think we can all agree here is three gentlemen to a gentleman's agreement.
There. Final Frontier. That's 2010. That's
gets better than Killers. Moving on. Let's talk about what the first rank of the night is.
We'll agree to disagree.
Murders in the Rue Morgue. All right.
Fucking the song. All
right, so tonight, forever ago, I won Led Zeppelin.
You guys ever sit on your balls?
All
the time.
Yeah.
It hurts
like almighty. I did it before.
My balls aren't big enough for that.
Oh,
I'm jealous.
I fucking like was sliding out of my car and I fucking crushed my nuts and I almost threw up in my driveway.
Jesus Christ.
God damn. I'm still fucking sore. I think I'm about to have a heart attack because of it. Hey, also.
Oh my god.
Real quick, let me tell you all the spoilers for the Batman. So,
and there's more.
No, I might be going to see it tomorrow.
Are you going to see it tomorrow?
Possibly. Matt never got back to me. I'm like, do you
shocker.
Go?
I'm still waiting for my Guns N' Roses list from that guy.
Yeah, so am I. But
Too much pickles.
Too much garlic.
All right, so the bonus tonight is going to be the top 10 female
Too much jars.
Rockers. And then
I'm not sure what kind.
Of clay.
No. No.
Do you guys,
jars
hey, also,
of...
yo, are you guys been watching the NBA? The Knicks have been terrible, and I was thinking that the Knicks would be better if they were, like, in the 90s with, like, Charles Oakley and Anthony Mason.
Ooh.
And John Starks and Patrick Ewing.
There,
anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
Anyway, we're doing 311 as our main event tonight. So, what we need to do is...
This is good.
Come up with an order.
Okay.
So, I won the last one, so I'm going to pick a range.
Correct. 69.
Well, we're at 19 minutes recording, so we'll go 19 to 100.
19 to 100?
Shit.
Jesus.
19 to 100.
All right, Phil, so 69. I'm talking about the Knicks, Patrick Ewing, 33.
Jim.
Solid. 69.
Yo, are you guys watching Pam and Tommy, speaking of 69?
It's terrible. I watched
it's
half
so
the
fucking
episode.
Dumb. I don't like
it's
it. Really
it's awful.
Nice. I like when it's Dick Talks.
I couldn't do
to him.
It.
That was fucking awesome. That was great.
I'm going
to
go 86.
And now she's making a movie on Netflix to rebuttal that movie now, and it's like, all
well,
right.
I feel bad
like,
for Pamela. She got Pamela.
Give me a number
like,
between
19
and
100. I feel bad for her. But Barb, but honestly, as bad as I feel for her, nothing, it doesn't feel as bad as watching Barbed Wire, because that was terrible.
Alright, so the number was 84. I chose 86, I'm two over, so I completely lose. Jim, closest without going over, 69.
I win. Oh my god, I won.
Where do you want to go?
I'm going first.
Okay.
I'm going first.
Where do you want me to go?
You go last. We're going to go 1, 2, 3. I'm going by my screen. All right. Me, Hughes, Wash, Kush. Look all at right. my screen. Well,
take it away. 10-6. Ladies of Rock.
Ladies of Rock. I'm going to kick this off and piss you guys off right away, and I don't care. New Metal Gym, 2003. Don't give a fuck. Had a crush.
God.
I'm taking the whole fucking band. Number 10, Kitty. Don't give a shit. Morgan
oh,
Landers,
no, okay. I thought that.
Life.
Okay, that's not where I okay. thought you were going.
Oh, no, it's
going
to get worse. It gets worse.
I knew you were
going
to be
it gets
going
worse.
There.
Number 9. Again, I'm taking the band because I'm not picking a singer, two singers. I'm going with Heart. Number 8. Nice. We know what she did. I don't care what she did in her personal life. I can separate God. It. I'm going with Courtney Love. Can't help it. Number 7. In that same realm, I'm going with Shirley Manson. And number 6. I'm going with the chick who wrote a song that became a hit because of Uncle, or whatever his name is from Full House, Alanis Morissette.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, Jim. I got number 10. I got, I don't know if we're going to have her featured on any of the drum things, but I got Meg White from the White Stripes.
Ooh.
Also, speaking of the White Stripes and a band who does it but does it better, the Black Keys, their new fucking song they dropped yesterday is fucking fire. I fucking
I'll
love
it. I didn't listen to it yet. I'll go check it out.
I
did
not listen to it. Rammstein dropped the new one yesterday.
Number,
it's not too bad.
Number 9, Jim, Courtney Love.
Ooh, okay.
Jim, number 8, Alanis Morissette.
Okay. Wow.
But because in the one song she goes, you wine dine 69 me and didn't hear a single word I said. It's a great lyric. Listen to that. See right through. Number 7, I'm just going with the whole band, the fucking Go-Go's.
Okay.
Okay. Nice.
And number 6, I'm going similar to what you did with Heart, but I'm going with the Fleetwood Mac combination of Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like
it. I love the Fleetwood Mac. I hate to say it, but I fucking love them.
We love the Mac.
Mac's great. I love
we
it.
Love,
I feel
I
like
love
my
Mac.
Fucking dad,
Fleetwood
but
Mac.
I don't care.
All right. Number 10, Lita Ford.
Lita Ford, close my eyes forever.
Number 9, Hughes, you're going to love this one, Lizzie Hale.
Whoa.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay.
I like them a lot, but, you know, I know you guys are going to fucking shit all over them.
Are they pirates also?
No, they're not. They're... I'm pretty sure that,
I'm
pretty sure Lizzie and her brother are from Hazel.
I'm not surprised that y'all are loving them.
Y'all.
No, they're okay.
No, it took my Alexa a while to differentiate Ailstorm and Hailstorm.
Yeah, because Alexa's like, now playing shit on your Amazon Prime subscription. I'm just joking.
Oh, it's bad.
Fuck you both. What am I on? Number 8?
Yeah.
Number 8.
Kim Deal, the Pixies.
Oh. Kim. Oh,
Jim, did
Kim.
You forget the bassist of your favorite band?
Oh, Kim.
Number 7, Heart, the two sisters. I don't know their names.
Love it.
Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Number 6, back to her punk rock days. I had a poster around my wall, Gwen Stefani.
Oh,
nice. Like it.
Not bad.
Nice, I like that. Jim, right. Give us let's round table. Give me your number 5.
Number 5, Stevie Nicks.
Stevie. Nice.
Yeah.
My number 5. If you guys haven't listened to her, you probably should, but I know that alternative is not like Washkush's main genre, but fucking PJ Harvey.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Mine she's a newer guitar player right now. She's was playing with Alice Cooper for a while.
Oh, I know who you're gonna say, and I fucking forgot her. Damn it.
Nina Strauss.
That's not who I thought you were going to say. Never mind.
God, can she fucking shred. Holy shit.
I don't want to say who I thought in case somebody's going to say it.
Damn. Okay. Wow.
She's good.
What do we have? 4.
And a bass.
Number 4, Lita Ford.
Okay.
4 to 4.
My number 4, I'm unapologetic about this. I fucking saw her on the street in New York like fucking 20 years ago. Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
My number 4, my next future wife, Grace Potter.
Oh yeah, you love the Grace.
You do love the Nocturnals.
I love Grace. Not Well, Grace and the Nocturnals. That's her best shit, but yeah. I love Grace. Right.
What are we at? All right, top three. Hughes, I need your help with this last name.
Okay.
The current basis for the Pixies, Paz. What's it? Lechentinner. Because not only is she from the Pixies, but she's also from a Perfect Circle.
She was on the first Perfect Circle album. Oh, she was also on beautiful. She's awesome. She was also on Billy Corgan's Zwan. That band. Okay. Remember that? They had like one album. It was like him and the drummer from the Pumpkins and her. Yeah, right. She's good.
Yeah.
When I saw the Pixies, she fucking played all of Kim's parts. She's great.
I respect her. I respect her. Gotta have Paz.
My number three, I'm going to go with fucking Joan Jett.
Ooh.
We're blood brothers there, baby. Joan Jett.
Nice.
Ooh, okay. Number two for me, Joan Jett.
Ooh. Nice. Ooh. Number one right now.
There my number two, fucking, I don't care. I hate the fact that she's gotten all this plastic surgery, but Gwen Stefani. Just age naturally. She's a beautiful woman.
I know.
Her No Doubt days.
But you know what, though?
Yeah.
I like the blue hair.
She should do whatever makes her feel happy. I support it.
Correct.
Honestly, I like the blue hair.
Yeah, I like the Return of Saturn era Gwen the best. And that's like the blue hair, yeah.
My number two is Stevie Nicks.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Number one. Wow, this is crazy. All right, number one. What do you think my number one is?
Yours is Kim Deal.
Of course it is. My girlfriend, Jim, man. My future wife.
My number one from fucking Breeders and Pixies, Kim Deal.
No! Oh! Boom. How about that?
My number one. Both of you guys forgot her. Pat Benatar.
Ooh.
I didn't forget her.
Oh.
No, I
ooh. Oh, my God.
Ooh. All right. So, that was a really good list.
That was good.
I gotta guess Joan Jett was our number one because
Joan Jett has to be number one. Yeah. Joan Jett.
So
and Kim Deal.
We're at 27 minutes. Reputation. I'm gonna recommend before we get into 3:11, if we could take a break because I gotta piss. I gotta load up on beers.
Yeah, I do too. I got one more beer left.
All right, let's take a quick 5-minute intermission, and then we're gonna hit some 3:11, and we're back. All right, guys, we are ready. We're gonna do our 3:11 because we're doing 3:11 because it's March 11th. 3:11 shortly, they will be doing day one of their 3:11 day. They play 2 days for it. They do it every other year. This is the year. Last year for 3:11 day, they were doing live streams all throughout the pandemic where they played their first, at least their first four albums. I don't know if it went any further. They might have done Sound System. I can't remember because that's their fifth. But on 3:11 day last year, from the Hive in Los Angeles, their fucking studio, they did Transistor start to finish, and it was fucking awesome. I remember it was a Thursday, because they'd been doing them on Fridays. Like, I did the Blue Album, and I did Grassroots, and then I did Transistor, and I think it was like $6, and I mean, I sat on my fucking couch on my laptop and fucking drank beer and watched, and it was fucking awesome.
I remember when the pandemic first started, like, everybody was just doing, like, in the rehearsal halls, like, live streaming concerts. Yeah. It was like, this is fucking cool as hell. Like,
it was so cool, because,
the book shut it down.
What they were doing was, like, it would, like, so say, like, the show would start, like, they'd start playing at, like, 8 o'clock, but, like, at 7 o'clock, it would go live, and there would be, like, interviews with the band, and they would talk about the making of, like, the album they were doing, and it was awesome. I've loved 3:11 forever. I love Transistor is in my top five favorite albums of all time because in fifth grade, when everybody was cool listening to 3:11, I had my grandmother, Loretta, who's a saint, rest her soul and her blue hair. She took me to Kmart and to get the 3:11 album, and when I got it on cassette. And when I got home and I put it in, I realized I did not know any of the fucking songs because I meant to get the Blue Album, but I actually got Transistor. And because of that, I listened to Transistor until the tape wore out, and I love it.
Happy accident.
Yeah.
And what's amazing, in the days of CDs and tapes and hidden songs and stuff, Transistor is the only album I know that has a hidden intro song. So, like, if you're listening to the CD, you could say it starts at zero. You could actually hold the fucking back button and rewind it, and there's a fucking hidden intro song, and that's like one of their best.
That
ever.
Was
it's like
such
an instrumental.
A '90s thing that bands loved.
Totally.
Marilyn Manson's the Mechanical album. It was like the first track started at like 87, where like there's 100 tracks like, on, but they're all like 3 seconds
fucking
each.
Fucking Korn, Follow the Leader. The first fucking like 17 or 18 tracks are nothing. You got to get to track like 18 and then go. It's so weird.
And they loved fucking doing that. And then there was just
they were just taking advantage of the technology of
the time. The 10-minute hidden track where like, you know, track 12 was the last track and it was only 3 minutes, but you're looking at the playlist like on your computer, you put the computer in there and you're like, well, it's reading 17 minutes. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
when you're real downloading
quick, let's
it
do a,
from
let's
LimeWire.
Do a picture. Let's get your shit. Let's do a picture real quick. There we go. Good stuff.
So
yeah, I sent it.
I almost had a complete and utter travesty coming up from the basement, acquiring more beer. So I'm coming up, and I had about 4 or 5 cans in my hands, and I...
It's going to be a big night.
Well, I just brought them up because I drank the last of them, so I always like to have them up here. The way my basement door is set up is it doesn't have an actual handle on it, so there's nothing to prevent it from opening. So I have a deadbolt that I push up, slide over, and that's how I lock it when I'm down there. So I go to reach to unlatch the deadbolt, and one beer falls down. I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh no. And then I pick it up. Luckily, it didn't burst. I open the door, and I start, like, I'm losing more, and I'm starting to put them down on the floor. Lose another one. I thought I was going to fall down the stairs, and the beer was going to go falling down stairs. And and explode everywhere. Luckily, it didn't fall down the stairs. It just stayed at the top and did not explode.
Wash, because you feel that an otherworldly entity helped you not drop that beer when you were in your basement.
There's a possibility, considering my basement looks like a fucking haunted house right now.
Do you think,
the hand of Dick?
Yeah, I was trying to think of a way to say this. Okay, that works.
No.
Just saying.
All right. But, so, all right.
Did
let's
dick help you catch the beer?
It's not that big.
Oh, okay.
But back to the haunted house. Like, I open up, or I turn on the light in the one room, and my whole basement is just literally like half like the shit that I put out for Halloween. Like, I'm painting pumpkins, I'm making those vines, those pillars.
I can't wait for Halloween.
Watch, Chris, I think for this Halloween, I'm going to actually, when you're got the Halloween, because I think we're going to be calm, I'm going to fucking bring my godson over to your house.
Do it. Do it.
For trick-or-treating purposes.
I'm considering if I can pull it off. I'm thinking about making the one kill for... Because I got this idea in my head now where I want to, like, make part of my yard Camp Crystal Lake and just have a different
nice.
Jason
Ooh.
Kill every single
okay.
year.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I think this year, the easiest one that I can do is the... from the new one, 2009... Where he, right in the beginning, where he hoists up Coke bottle boobs in the sleeping bag over the fire.
Okay.
All right. I won't be there now. I was thinking about coming up. Not now.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. I mean, even if you were going to take us out of space, I'd probably come. But now I kind of
Wait,
feel...
do I have to go through the tunnels that are full of electricity?
Oh, my God.
That nobody pays for somehow?
Yeah. Yeah, don't even listen. We could go for a fucking day. Hey, guys. Also, just looking a little bit to the future, we've got a Friday the 13th in May. It's the only one
in
2022.
Shit, okay.
In May, we got to think of something. We got to do something.
Yeah, we got to do something. So,
top 30 reasons why the remake is the worst fucking thing of all time.
Oh, please, it's better than fucking...
Top 30 reasons why Jason's better than Michael Myers.
Ooh.
Top 30 reasons you guys refuse to admit that Chucky is great.
Oh, hey, I love Chucky. I never said anything about Chucky. He said he would kick him.
Stupid.
He said he would fucking kick him.
He's a 2-foot tall guy. Chucky. He's zip tied to a fence.
I would kick him too. It doesn't matter. The guy, he's 3 feet tall. He fucking makes jokes. He's not even 3 feet tall. He's, the dude's 28 inches.
28 inches. He's like as tall as I am.
A lighter and a can of hairspray and he's fucking done.
All right, let's do this. God. Enough of this. We got time for that. We're going to do our top 31 311 songs. Guys. We're going to do the alphabetical way. We're going to go Jim, then me, then Washkush. And my question is, are we starting at the top of the alphabet or are we starting at the end of the alphabet? I don't know. Washkush, I think it's you to decide because you won last week.
Yeah.
We're going to start at the top.
What are we doing here?
Start all right. top
we're
going right
top.
To the bottom.
Just top.
Top.
We're going right from the top. Take me to the top. Motley Crue, let's do it. All right. According
Goddamn,
to my
guys.
List,
God,
if anything changes...
How many songs, Jim?
Oh, fuck.
How many songs we got?
Jim, yeah, how many songs total?
Let's see. Let me
and
get the
we're
official
doing 31
count.
Tonight. We're doing 31.
Correct, yeah. We're going to do 31 in honor of 311, the 3-1. Good universal shit there. Speaking of 31, we're going to do 61 songs.
Ooh. Is that 61. The most ever? Is that more than the Pixies?
No. Pixies was the most ever.
So, okay. Since we
Pixies
started keeping
was...
track...
Or... Yeah, no. Because, I mean, Pixies... I can't even find the fucking Pixies.
That's okay.
Pixies
That's
was
At least for the 30 ranks. The 50s, obviously, there's going to be more.
Yeah, the 50s are bigger. Actually, I don't know. This might be bigger. I think this is bigger.
That's what she said.
I think it's bigger.
I think it's bigger.
Pixies was like in the 50s.
Pixies was 59. Yeah. This is 61. This is going to be a long night.
That's...
Saddle up, partner. All right, here we go. Our first song is 6:18 a.m. I do not have 6:18 a.m.
Sorry, it's 8:16 a.m. It's okay. I might have said that wrong.
I'm sorry. 8:16 a.m.
I've got it. Number 11.
Oh, I don't have it.
Wow, I don't have it either.
There's no accounting
freeze.
For taste here in Fallen.
Real quick, I just saw a commercial. If anybody out there, I'm excited right now. If you have Paramount Plus, just added the new Scream movie to Paramount Plus.
They did.
I will be watching it maybe this weekend. I have to figure it out. My kid's birthday is tomorrow, but I want to watch it. Yeah, you just bought it. Paramount Plus. God damn it.
I just fucking bought it.
Holy fuck. Holy fuck. I just saw a commercial. Anyway, okay.
It's good enough.
It's worth it. It's great.
If it's worth it, it's worth it. But I'm just excited. I haven't seen it. I'm pumped.
It absolutely is worth buying. It is.
I can't wait.
It is my second favorite Scream movie out of all five.
Oh, that's good to hear.
It's probably my third favorite, but I love it. It's great. I love it.
You have some weird obsession with four, but, you know, that's...
Well, no, four, I like four a lot, but no, I go, like, one, two, the new one, four, and then three is obviously everybody's least favorite. Except that Cotton Weary at the beginning with fucking Creed, like, the song, that's fucking great, so...
All right, next song, Jim.
All Mixed Up, which is one of
their
quote-unquote hits.
Yeah.
I have that ranked at number 28.
Okay. I do not have it. I fucking steered away from hits here.
Okay, I respect that.
I also have it at 28.
No, you don't.
Yes, wow, so 28, and nothing from here. Okay, good. Good. No arguments.
Oh, boy.
Now the next one. Whew. Beautiful Disaster. I've got that at 21.
Isn't that a hit, Hughes?
That's a hit.
Oh! He threw up the five.
It's got those fucking guitars. That's a fucking lead.
Wash Kush. I knew you were gonna do it. Yeah. I knew you were gonna do that.
12.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
It was in my original.
Honestly, it was in the 20s originally, and then I just thought. I mean, it's great.
All right.
I know a drug store cowboy.
Okay. How about Bomb the Town? Bomb. I'm going to bomb the town.
There you go.
I do not have that song on my list.
I do not have it either. A little universal pulse action here. I don't have it. It's okay. No, you don't want it. Are you serious? Oh, my God.
I get a five.
Oh, my God.
Here
this is going to be fucked.
We go.
This is fucked.
How do you not have that? It's so fucking catchy.
It's my number 32.
You're full of shit. You didn't even listen to it that time I said to listen to it.
All right. Borders. Our next song is Borders. If you want to you want a book, you go to Borders.
Isn't it BAM now?
Who's got Borders?
Jim, you got Borders?
I don't have Borders.
I love Borders. It's like a ripoff of Down.
It's my 33.
No, I don't have Borders. Okay. Wash Kush, tell us you got that in your five. I can see it in your face.
16.
Okay. 16. Okay, all right.
It's a good song. All
right. Okay, all right.
Oh,
our
next
song is
Hughes.
What?
Borders and Nina Strauss were on the same line. Who was the person you were going to say that you thought I was going to say?
Oh, Orianthe.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was with Michael Jackson and stuff.
Gotcha. All right, our next song is Can't Fade Me. I've got that at 22.
I love Can't Fade Me. Great sound 22. System song. Don't have it.
Everything sounds system.
20.
It'd be my 32. You know what?
Ooh,
doing this fucking
Wash
round.
Go to 20. I like it.
Doing this round, Sound System actually moved up when I ranked the album. Sound System
my
actually
favorite.
Moved up for me.
My favorite.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. All right. So Wash Go to 20. All right. Our next song is Charge It Up. I think that's one of the newer songs, if I'm
not
mistaken.
Sounds like a
new
song.
Yeah.
No, it's a gym song. I got that at 31.
Yeah, I don't,
legit
I don't
31.
Have,
a legit
I don't have
31
that
for gym.
I don't have it.
How about that? All right. Our next song is, I think it's off Sound System also, we've got Come Original.
That's another hit.
Great hit.
Wow.
Jim, five? Are you serious?
That's a five on me. I got that
I've got
at five.
It at, it would be my 32. I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it?
No.
Oh, my God.
Jim, 30.
What? Oh my!
Oh my God! That's good stuff. I mean, it's a great song.
Oh my
come
God!
Original. You got to come original.
Oh my God!
It's got
oh
that great
God.
Fucking.
It,
It's got that great bass line.
Oh my god.
But like fucking so many songs have great peanut bass lines.
Oh my god. Can we take a break for a minute? Yeah. Can we honestly take a fucking break? What the?
Come Original is definitely a song that introduced a lot of people to 311.
Oh my god.
It was the lead single from Sound System, and it was a big fucking hit. It was always on TRL and stuff, but no. It's not up
there. Wow. Swing and a miss from Shimmy again. Holy fuck. Jesus Christ. All right, our next song. Creatures for a While.
Jim? Hughes?
That's my favorite song off that
I've got it at 27.
You really talked that one up to put it so damn low.
I love Creatures, but watch this. I've been a 311 fan for 25 years. There's a lot of they have 14 albums.
Jim?
Yes. Oh, okay.
Five.
Okay.
That's the number one song as of right now.
I've already conceded. There's no way I'm gonna win this. But I'll allow.
I don't know.
Yeah. This is interesting now. Watch who's gonna win this. I'm already calling
it. Yeah, definitely.
100%. I'm not gonna win. I fucked myself. My number two song you guys don't even have on your list. That's
my whole top
10
you guys don't have.
Oh my god. Alright, our next song is Crossfire, which is the opening track off the new album. I have it at 29. I love it. I love it
too, Jim. I've got it at 31. I don't know about you guys, but I represented all albums.
I don't know why you do that.
I'm missing one.
I didn't set out to.
If you don't intentionally do it, that's great.
I did not intentionally do it. I love
if
Crossfire.
If a band only has like five
crossfire,
albums, then yeah.
Caught in a crossfire. You know, it's great.
I do not have it.
Where do you got
your Oshkosh? I know your credit card numbers, and I'm coming with your Facebook
let's
password.
Let's be honest. Some of the 311 lyrics are not great.
Yeah. They're stupid, right?
Yeah, some of the lyrics aren't great.
I don't know. All right, it was a great board game, by the way.
Oh, dude, that was a fantastic
game. But picking up all those fucking beanies.
It's terrible. I know. That fucking triangle thing trying to get
that was
that
half the reason
anyway.
Why I didn't want to play it, because I don't want to pick up the fucking beanies after it was done.
Fucking A. All right, we've got Do You Regret. And I do regret my fucking list.
2003,
right now
Jimmy
I can't
regrets
all
that.
Oh, no, I don't regret anything.
Jim, where you got it?
I got it at nowhere. It's my number 32.
What album is that on?
I don't know. Ask Washka. She's got it.
It's Do You Right.
Yeah, it's Do You Right. Okay, yeah, it's Do You Right.
Do
yeah,
You Right.
Okay.
Somebody sent Do You Regret. I copied and pasted your fucking list.
Washka.
Okay, what the
where
fuck? Somebody. Oh, hold on. Freeze. Everyone, freeze. There's no song by 311 called Do You Regret because somebody wrote it wrong, not me. So our next song is technically Do You Right and motherfuckers, boom.
Okay.
Really? It's a
boom.
Great song.
Great song.
From the first album. Great song.
Where you got it?
Washers, where you got it? I don't have it.
22.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Our next song is Dodging Raindrops. Which is what I feel like doing when I rank these fucking bands anymore.
Where do you got it?
That's all.
I don't have it.
23.
Okay.
I don't have it.
23.
What album? I see this
the
crazy.
Last
I don't. Okay, Voyager. Okay.
It's got a very
catchy
chorus.
You know what's great? I don't know if Spotify has it, but they put out Voyager instrumental.
Instrumental. Yes. Yes.
Is it
yes,
on
yes,
Spotify?
Yes. It's
oh,
on
dude,
Spotify.
It's so
correct.
Good. Like I love Hexum and fucking Essay, but like man, listen to it.
At first, like the poppy 311, I fucking hated. And then like I put it on shuffle, and like it came on, and like I didn't recognize it. And like the chorus, it was just like,
oh yeah, the shuffle with
dude,
311 works so
guys
much
don't
better.
Like, I can't believe you guys aren't big on Grassroots. That fucking album is fucking great.
I love Grassroots.
Whoa!
I love Grassroots.
I wasn't too big on Grassroots.
I've got.
Dude, you know what else is? Can I tell you guys what's crazy?
I represent Grassroots.
Washkush, I'm surprised you didn't have it because I know we passed it. Applied Science from Grassroots. It's got a drum break in it, and when they play live, they play it all the time, and they do this huge extended fucking drum solo in the middle. Everybody's playing fucking drums. It's awesome. I've seen them a couple times.
Maybe if I knew about that, I would have gave it a couple more listens, but you never told me about it.
Because you're like a goddamn professor. You gotta listen to every second of every song and every album.
Yeah, but I don't know what they do live. I actually had an X next to that one.
Applied Science is great. In a minute.
Next song.
Alright, anyway. Next song.
Don't Stay Home. I got that at 30.
Five. Ooh. You fucking assholes. And that's also going to come up next week, too.
I'm going out for the night.
You got it, Washkush,
or no? You don't have it?
I don't have it.
Our next song is down, which I have at number 15.
I don't have it. Watch which five. I love down. Okay. Chill. Let's go. Light on my side as my ego becomes a fucking child.
That was the song that introduced me to 311.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
How about
it's great.
Our next song is what this podcast does not have, which is Ebb and Flow.
Some days we do. Some weeks we don't.
These lists
Jim,
are fucking ridiculous.
Actually, I have a lot of Ebb and Flow in some weeks.
I have Ebb and Flow. I have Ebb and Flow. It's the opening track off of Stereolithic. I'm a big fan, but I got it at 29. Mm.
Okay. I do not have it.
Right. Okay. Ugh. How about the song Eons?
Jim, that's a fucking
Eons.
Sound system banger. You don't have it?
It's awesome. I do not have it, unfortunately.
Right, I got it 19.
I do not have it.
Okay.
Sound system reminds me of 8th grade so much.
It's so good.
See, I never got it at 311. I hated Amber. I liked Down. Yeah. And Come Original and All Mixed Up, I was just like, oh, yeah, they're all right. But
you know what's crazy, though, about a band like 311? When you think about the whole thing, they've got a bunch of hits.
Oh, they do.
They really have a
They
good
really
amount.
Do. They really do. I mean,
the thing is, too, there's a lot of, like their first, like, three or four albums, there's a lot of, like, Beastie Boys vibe with some of the songs.
Totally. Totally.
Like, there's some angry rap songs. Like, they got some, like, heavy, like more, like, they're, like off music. It's more like a heavy grunge type song.
It is.
They got a very wide range. And then they got, like, shitty songs like Amber. Sorry to those who like it, but
yeah, I don't like Amber. I'm not a big fan.
That's the thing.
I love the album from Chaos, but like I'll Be Here a While, Amber, Champagne. Like I don't really like those songs.
Correct.
Anyway, next song.
Evolution.
Mm.
26.
Evolution is fucking great. Sound System ends so good with Evolution, Living and Rocking and stuff, but I don't have it. But it's
Evolution.
Great.
That's a great drum song too.
Hughes and I have not evolved.
We have
not. How about the closing track of the first album titled Fat Chance?
Fat Chance, fuck the bullshit?
That breakdown is fucking amazing in that song.
Oh, so good.
Ooh. What?
So good.
Damn,
when
I don't
that
have
hits,
it.
When it hits. Oh.
I don't have it, but I love it. Music is such a... The whole album, like... You know what's crazy? The first song on the first album, it tells you everything that you need to know. Like, Welcome, it tells you everything you need to know about 311. I love music, but anyway.
Jim, Fat Chance was originally a top five song, but...
Holy 11. Shit. Oh, okay. You got it. All right, I respect that. All right. Okay. Our next song is Feels So Good, which I do not have. What?
I've got that at 25.
25? Are you throwing up a 5 over there?
Quit.
Oh, boy.
Shit.
Oh, boy.
I think I left that off my list somehow.
Oh, boy.
It was originally supposed to be on the list. That was like a high-ranking song, too.
No go?
No go, no and go. I'm not getting rid of something. Fuck, shit.
Hey, it happens. It happens.
So...
All right,
well, hopefully I don't have a double.
What do we got next?
All right, our next song is the song called Flowing. And I'm going to just flow right into a 5 right here.
Hey, Shimmy. I'm flowing in there with you.
Yes! Uh-oh.
And watching you guys flow down the river.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Fantastic. Man, I'm fucking pissed at myself. I left Feels So Good off somehow.
Oh, man. Our next song is called Freeze
Time.
All right,
Jim, you know what?
What do you got? What are we changing?
Feels So Good, changing? 19.
Feels So Good, 19. And I will mark that down as 19. All right. We got Freeze Time. I got Freeze Time at 17.
I did have two songs about twice. I had Can't Good. Feed Me at 20, and I also had it at 19. So I was just like, oh, I'll get rid of it. And then I didn't even realize it. So Feels So Good.
Perfect.
What song are we on? Freeze Time?
Freeze time. 17.
You have that at 17. The intro 17. Song. The intro song. Sound system 5.
Right.
Oh.
All right, my mind's all flustered about Feels So Good. What was the song?
Freeze time. Oh,
dude,
boy.
That is such a fucking banger. How do you not have that? That's one of the best.
Oh, my God. 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 Sound system.
I didn't like it. It had 2 stars, but it didn't make the list.
Our next song. We're going to dedicate this song to the great Razor Ramon and his broken hip after he fell down the stairs. Hey, yo. Who's got Hey, Yo?
Hey, Yo, or
there's
Hey,
two
You?
Two songs, Hey, You and Hey, Yo.
Okay, yeah.
There's
okay,
two different ones, so
okay,
Hey,
yo.
Yo.
No,
I don't have.
I'll
I don't
that
go,
guy.
I don't have Hey, guy. Yo. Who's got Hey, Yo? All right, yeah, you are a bad guy.
29.
Where you got it? All right. And then our next song is, which, let's be real, that's a fucking BC Boys song. That's like my number one BC Boys song, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, Hey You, not the Pink Floyd version. I do not have that one either.
No, same. I don't have that.
Do not require it.
It's a good one. I like it. Okay. You gotta admit, 311, they know how to start an album. They're fucking opening songs on all the albums.
They got
really
a lot of bangers
song
to start. I'm looking at
speaking
this, and
of
like
which,
a lot of my opening album songs are,
yo, like Down.
Except
they
for
got like
tread,
fucking
except
Welcome.
For Don't Tread on Me. There was one song I enjoyed off that one. That was it.
Oh, Don't Tread on Me is like my least.
There's
favorite.
Only one song I liked off that, and that one to me was a banger.
Speaking of opening tracks, how about Homebrew? I've got that at 16.
Five.
Oh.
I got it at 17.
17.
That's a good one, Hughes. I do like that.
Damn. It's great. Wow.
You looked so disappointed. You're not even pissed. Oof. You're disappointed.
He's taking it all in. And we gotta
who's
go to Hostel.
Wait,
Hostel.
Who's disappointed?
Yeah, whoa. You're pissed.
Oh, me? Yeah, I'm fucking disappointed. It's like I'm fucking ranking with Helen Keller here.
It's like doing something stupid and your parents are like, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. That hurts more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he just
certainly
puts up
does.
The
casual,
looking.
He puts
oh
up
God.
The casual 5.
Yo, at 36,
just like, okay.
At 36 years old, if my dad told me, or my stepmom, if one of them told me now they were disappointed in something, it would fucking shatter me. It would shake me to my... It would shake me to my core.
Next song.
Hostile Apostle.
God, I love it, and I fucking slept on it.
Fucker.
12. 12, 12, 12, 12.
That's a 5 13. For Washkush. Whoa!
Hostile Apostle.
How about a little hydrodronic?
Great song.
Hydrodronic.
Hydroponic.
I don't have it.
You don't
maybe
have
32.
It?
You guys even know
yeah,
how to
okay.
fucking
the
spell
fuck
your songs.
Here. I've got it at 15.
25.
All okay. right.
Then we've got the next song is I Told Myself.
Oh, man, that's a good one, too.
And I told myself to put it at 27.
I told myself to put it at 32.
I told myself to put it at 21.
All right. And the next song, which is more of a disappointment than the fact that my father abandoned me at 3
oh,
years
no.
old.
Oh, no.
Hughes.
Yeah.
India Inc. What
yeah,
the that, fuck, man? You got me all fired up about India Inc. It's number. It's a 5 on my list. You don't even have it.
That's Jim's number.
Jim. 5!
You have it on there, you fucking
5.
Prick. You fucker. Who? Watch, do you have it?
Who's Seg?
Oh, he doesn't have it. I told you to listen to it.
I didn't like it.
Damn it.
I told you to listen to like 4 songs, and I know you didn't listen to any of them.
No, because I don't like it.
Yeah, so I at least listened to it when you told me to.
All right. How about Jackpot? Who's got Jackpot? Jackpot. I do not have it.
Hughes?
I don't have Jackpot. No, I don't like it.
Uh-oh.
It's never cared about it.
Jackpot! 5.
Man, I can't get over this India Inc. nonsense.
India Inc. Okay. That might be. This is wow. We might have a chance here. All right, we are moving to the second half of the list.
All right.
And the first song on the second half of the list is Life's Not a Race. I do not have Life's Not a
Race. Jim, it's one of the best songs on Sound System. 14.
I know.
15.
Yeah. All right, okay, Washkers.
Wow,
there you go.
Damn,
Washkers,
all right.
Cheers, my man.
Shit.
There you go. Life's Not a Race, man.
Those were tough.
I think this is
going to
be a top 10 bonus deciding.
Ooh, this is going to be really close, I think. Wow. All right. How about Living and Rockin'?
Oh, I love Living and Rockin'. Jim,
I've got
it.
I've got it at 24.
I don't have it. I got it at 32. Mm. It's a great song. Goddamn. Is it possible that Sound System's my favorite
album?
Five?
Oh, yes. Sound System is the best 311.
Oh, that song is fucking.
For me, it's always been Transistor and Grassroots, and now I think that fucking Sound System might be arguing.
For me, it was Music, Sound System, and From Chaos.
Okay.
From Chaos is great too. I love From Chaos.
Okay. Yes.
But Washkosh, From Chaos has got all those songs you hate on it though.
Yeah, it had a lot of songs I loved on it too.
Okay. We're right.
All right, okay.
For all the hate, there's a lot of love. It was a love hate album.
How about Long for the Flowers?
That sounds like a gym song.
I love that fucking song. You were talking about that song earlier in the week, too. Number 13.
Jim. 5.
Oh!
Fucking Long for the Flowers.
Song, man.
So
good.
Fucking good. Best
that's,
song
that's
on
my
32. Fucking Don't Tread on Me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is fucked up. All right. Our next song is Misdirected Hostility.
It's another one of those beautiful disaster hostile apostle with those twin lead guitars. Jim, where you got it?
I got it at a five.
Misdirected hostility. You beat the man and wrote it. I got it at 18.
18, okay, I'll take some.
Washkosh don't even have it.
He's looking the other way. He's looking at his basement door. Look at him.
How many songs the three of us have?
Oh,
like no
my
songs
God.
Oh,
my
oh
God.
My God.
This is bad. And, wow, there's a lot of songs I don't have now. Omaha Style.
That's definitely
I do not have.
It's Omaha Styly. And,
Styly.
22. That was, honestly, I'm going to tell you, when I first thought about this, that was my number one song. Now it's at 22.
Probably a good thing you didn't put it at
one. Damn. Whew. How about One and the Same? I do not have that
Let
one.
Let me guess.
Either.
So when I asked you to listen to it, Jim, you never did.
It was my number 33. We should have 311 to 50.
Washkosh, don't you dare. Oh, my God. All right, I thought Washkosh was going to win. Now I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
Actually, it could be.
You're probably going to win.
I will guarantee that one of the three of us will win this.
That's a good guarantee. I'll take that guarantee. Unless somebody slips in at the last second and throws Prison Song in. But that's
we're gonna take a two-minute break. My dog's
gonna
go out. I don't want our piss on the floor, so we'll be right back.
All right,
yeah, no problem. We can do that. Yeah.
Right,
no problem. Break time.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I gotta get another beer too. And we're back from the dog going to the bathroom all over.
No, Jim, next song.
Yeah, the dog. Yeah, some people are into that. It's okay.
Hughes, let me ask you an honest question. Did the dog shit on Washkosh worse than we've shit on your top 10? That's what I want to know.
I still have 3 songs that are still alive in the top 10.
Dog took a piss, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Usually I mark if you guys have also said songs in your top 10, but this time I haven't been because I just want the surprise of disappointment to be authentic.
I just cross them off
with
the highlighter.
You
that's
a
it. That's all I do.
Or not. How about some purpose? Who's got purpose?
Poipus.
I don't have purpose. We've known I've had no purpose.
You guys fucking suck. 5.
Oh my God.
How do you not have purpose?
Oh my God, a solo 5 again.
It's the best song on fucking the Blue Album.
Oh my God.
God almighty.
Oh, all right. This is bad.
Okay, so I can confirm you guys have shit worse than the dog shitting on one.
Wow. How about a little random? Who's got random? I don't have random.
I got random at 12.
I like order.
Okay. Fuck.
You guys fucking are killing this bullshit.
Wow.
It's my 32.
This is the 2003 shimmy special. Same mistake twice.
Well, where you got it?
Jim, where you got it?
That's what I'm known for.
What's your special?
I don't have it.
Oh, I got a 20. I have it at 21.
21.
You guys shit all over Evolver. Evolver's got a bunch of good stuff. I can't believe nobody had Behind the Gray Sky. I didn't have it either. But
like, well, if you didn't have it, then you can't say.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
How about some sand dollars?
Yeah,
I don't
got
have any sand dollars.
I got sand dollars. It's 24. It's the best song on Stereolithic. Are you guys even listening to these bands? Oh, or are you just jerking each other off and fucking making shit up?
We might have been jerking each other off.
Yeah, it's been a long week, okay?
Yeah,
it's been
a really long week. Yeah, a lot of action behind the couch.
Yeah. You could say it's been a little bit of sick
Or, tight. According to the guy today on Facebook, in a dumpster.
Oh, dumpster. Now we're hobos and dumpsters.
The cat's dying.
It's like, you know what, motherfucker? We're not hobos and dumpsters.
Yeah. Who's got sick tight? Jim.
I do have a sick tight. No, I don't.
I got sick tight at 28. That's a 5 for Wash, Kush, all over the fucking place.
I don't even have it.
Oh, you don't really? I don't know. All right, I really thought you would have that one. All right, it's a good one.
All right, I'm dying over here again.
Don't you go dying on me now?
I know. I got the shimmy Rona. All right, listen, listen.
Yeah. Oh all right. Boy,
this song. This could be the song. Wash Kush, you and me. We've been talking about this song all week. Dying.
Angry Rap.
Solar Flare.
Jim, oh man, I don't have Solar Flare.
5.
Oh, there it is. That's it. That's it. That's the night.
Wait, what album?
Night.
That was the
what
only
album?
Song. Got, tread on me.
Chaos, right?
That's the only song.
Oh,
I
tread on me.
That
Solar Flare. That's
the
it.
The album is
Wash
fucking
Kush
shit.
We're talking about that song
and
all
week. When I said
angry
rap, you're like, that's a good way to put it. And that fucking
yes.
bass line.
Yep, that did it. Okay.
The distorted bass right in the beginning.
Yep. Okay. We've got Stealing Happy Hours.
That's an awesome name, but
I got a 13.
I don't have it.
Oh wow.
Oh my god.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
Closing track of Transistor.
Then we've got Still Dreaming.
Jim?
I've got that at 23.
I'm awake. Don't have it. I don't know. All right.
Nah, Freddy's not coming for me.
No
tonight.
Go. Oh boy. All right. How about some Strangers? Because that's what I feel like we are when we rank these bands anymore.
I got Strangers at 20.
Okay. I do not.
You
have
got
Strangers.
Shit all over my.
I know everybody. No one's a stranger. To
yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Oh,
whatever.
Boy. This is Wash Kush's birthday song, Sunset in July.
I do.
Who's got it? Because I don't have it.
I have it at 17.
Really? Ooh, okay.
Of course, I love that song.
I got to hold up the asset of my list, 31.
Okay.
Sunset in July. I actually saw 311 in July play Sunset in July.
Okay. That was another show when
that
came
out. That's cool.
Like, yeah, you know what? Right. I'll give this one another go around.
Okay.
It's another one of those like Misdirected Hostility, Beautiful Disaster, Hostile Apostle.
Well, Hostile Apostle
is
great, but you
Twin
should
Guitars.
Have, I think.
Yeah, I
yeah,
did.
Big time.
You still
known.
Can't change something. There's a couple songs
wow.
left.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can't.
We've
I can't,
got,
I can't.
Can't even drop like your 27th throw down there?
No,
okay.
I can't.
How about some TMP combo? Because I do not have
is
it.
Is that the actual name?
I do not have
oh,
it.
TMP
combo?
Guys, what are you? Yeah,
TMP
it is.
Combo.
TMP
yeah,
combo.
TMP.
That was a good one.
23.
I do not.
23.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Our next song is Time Bomb. And I've got that at 20. I love my Time Bombs at 20.
Nah. Ticking like a Time Bomb.
For the,
nah,
the white cat, black cat, Cadillac Time Bomb.
Gotcha.
Rancid.
Don't know what that means, but okay.
Rancid. Yeah. I probably said that earlier. Really wrong.
Gotcha.
No idea. All right.
And the next song is the song that ruins my chances of winning. Too Much to Think.
Let's throw up the off five.
Mosaic.
Love Too Much to Think.
That's my toe to toes. That's my toe to toes right there.
Yeah,
I don't have
it, either.
But it's good.
No, nobody has it. I know.
A
I know.
Slam
I already
top
know this.
There's nothing worse than that.
Oh, big time.
Especially if it's your number one when it's going by, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
That was
yeah,
Pixies.
We'll see where
it ends up. One and two are both Slam Pig.
Yeah, they were.
Blue
Eyed
Hexa,
right, yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't remember the other one. I can easily go back here.
Yeah. What was your...
I'm
it was,
going back here.
She's weird, right?
What goes boom.
Is she weird?
Is she weird was my
Wasn't
number
it?
Three.
Oh.
And then Gigantic was
oh,
my
number
four.
Two was that. Okay, there you go. Gotcha. All right, how about Transistor? The song Transistor. I've got that at 25.
Hughes. Oh!
Five.
I knew it.
Sure.
I got it at...
Oh, because it's the 24. Album.
24.
That's
oh,
fucking
God.
Bullshit.
Hey. Wow, it's like one of the few like songs that we all have.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. But the fucking I have Transistor slash intro written here in my list, so okay.
Right. How about the song Trouble?
Oh, I love Trouble off Universal Pulse. I got that at 26. Great song.
Yeah.
Not good enough for
you have it? No.
Not good for you, yeah. Elitist bastards.
How about the song Uncalm.
Oh,
Love
Uncalm is
Uncalm.
So good.
I've got
don't
it at 18.
It, great 18. Song. Great From Chaos track. Love it, nope. But I don't have it. If we did to 50, it would have probably
it
been,
my,
50 been in my 60s, but it's a great song.
It would be my 60s.
Yeah, great
Jesus.
Song.
Oh my God. All right, our next song is Unity.
Unity.
Oh man, I love Unity. Unity. That's a good one from fucking music, but I don't. What?
5-5.
I don't have it.
Oh! Oh no.
Man.
Hughes, you're not even invited to the end of this
I,
list.
I thought
oh
throwing
God.
Unity in the
oh
top 10
God.
Would have been a surefire,
oh
like, thing.
Oh
like.
My God. That did it. Solar Flare and Unity. That's it. That's it. That's it. Wow.
And
wow.
Down.
All right, our next song.
I think you
wow.
had it ranked middle. I had it
wow.
top.
Yeah, but me not having it fucking your
it
shit
up. It might not
that's
fuck it up that bad
I
because you
had
like four songs that are like slam pigs in the top 10.
I know I'm not winning. I said from day wow. one with 311, Wash Crush wow. will win because he fucking like, you know.
Wow, wow.
You're going to
wow.
win.
Wow, 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 wow. All right, our next song, Use of Time.
I'm a procrastinator.
16.
I have no use of time.
I'm a procrastinator. 16. I don't have it.
That song has two fucking fantastic Tim Mahoney guitar solos.
Yeah, I will say, like, some of the guitar solos, just listen to some of them, like, they're pretty fucking ripping. And 311 isn't
yeah,
like, a
Tim
band
Mahoney.
Known for, like, their guitar solos either.
No,
right.
they're not, but Tim, he
but
fucking says
stuff.
He's a big fan
yeah.
of Priest and Maiden, and you could hear some of that shit in there.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about Visit? I've got Visit at number 19.
Visit. I love it, but I don't
nope.
have it.
No,
I want to visit the world.
Jim Stands Alone.
Yes. Okay. All right. How about Wake Up Your Mind?
Yeah,
Wake Your Mind up.
Wake Your Mind Up. Sorry, Wake Your Mind Up. Na, 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 na. I don't
yeah,
have
Jim.
It.
Five.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Five?
That was a
yes.
late
Foskush! Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
Ooh!
You
okay.
know why it's? Do you know why it's in number five? Because
Wash
it's fucking awesome,
it.
But it goes, it drops, it's just the bass, and then it goes into that fucking wild Kirk Hammett sounding guitar solo
yeah.
with the
wah.
Oh,
man.
Man.
Wow. Oh, yeah, Wash Kush is winning today. Wow. All yeah. right, our next song is the first song ever, Welcome.
To Americana.
And I've got
Sorry.
That. I've got, oh, God. I've got that
oh
at 14.
God. I don't have it, but I love it. That's a 26. Good fucking drum intro song, too.
Okay. And our final song. No, nope, never mind. Two more. Three more.
No, wait.
We got
wait,
Wildfire.
Wait.
Oh, Jesus
you...
Christ.
Never
I
mind. I don't know the
four.
Alphabet, so sorry. My bad. All
right. Our next song is What Was I Thinking? I got
great
that at
fucking,
11.
Intro. I don't have it.
18.
Great bass intro.
Okay.
This is going to be between me and Jim, definitely.
I don't know.
We had a lot of that we were close on, and
I don't know.
And we both had two in the top 10 that you didn't have at all.
Yeah, but Jim and I had two in the top 10 that you
we
didn't
had
have.
One. I thought the
Correct.
Two of us were going to be Blood Brothers tonight.
I thought we were going to
And then you sent
one.
Your list,
and
I nearly shat
my
pants. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
I shat my pants. All right.
I almost shat all over
myself. You ever see that Kmart commercial?
I'm gonna shit right now. Yeah, I'm gonna shit my bed.
What's
wildfire?
Next?
Who's got wildfire? I don't know.
Wildflower.
Wildflower. See, you people send me wildflower.
No, I typed it wrong.
Me.
No,
God damn
it. I sent it
what
wrong.
What the fuck? What
I
the
sent
fuck?
It wrong. It's wildflower, number 30. That's all got right. A fucking wild dual guitar solo, but number 30. All from right. Fucking, my only song from Mosaic.
And our next song is You Got Worked. You
oh,
Get
that's
Worked.
Great. You Get
you
Worked.
Get you Get Worked. Worked. I don't have it.
That's the opening song from Chaos. 14. I don't have it, but it's a good one.
No, I don't have it. I don't have it.
I like that.
14. All right. Our last song, You Wouldn't Believe.
Loser.
That's the last song.
I don't have
believe.
It. Washer says
believe
that.
The last
five.
Song. Yeah, I know. He's got that.
So I could tell. Yeah. So I don't know.
That
that's going to hurt. That's going
to
hurt.
What the fuck? Is that a
five
or a four? What are you doing? Are you fucking with you? That's a five? Okay. Jesus fucking Christ.
That was the lead single from, that was the lead single.
That,
fucking,
that one started growing on me
Chaos.
Quite a bit.
From Chaos has Amber, Champagne, I'll Be You Here a While, and fucking, you wouldn't believe
Amber,
it, tons
Christ.
Of hits. It's the color of your energy,
oh,
you
energy
son of a bitch.
Is shit. And that's what that song is.
Yeah.
Your energy is shit. Your energy
God
is
damn.
Shit.
I don't
some
even,
days,
I don't
yes,
know
my
what
energy
the fuck
is
to
shit.
Think. Oh shit, Washkush. Is... Washkush. My fucking Audacity stopped recording.
Seriously?
Right, I'm serious, yeah. Okay.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Were you
happened?
Messing
Wait,
around on your computer?
Here? No. Just on Excel.
He's checking
you,
stock quotes.
Were you
no,
like
George Costanza selling computers.
NBA fantasy.
You want a computer? You can
no,
check
I'm
stock quotes.
My, I'm, no, I was doing it all on my phone. What the
Did
hell?
Did you ever hit start?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Dude, it stopped recording at 1 hour and 2 minutes.
Sounds like a fucking jet
Good
taken
thing
off
I have a backup.
Computer.
Yeah.
There are anxers. That
yeah,
is the
good thing.
Number one rule I live by in my life. I always have a backup.
All right, so I started recording again. I started recording again now, but I won't send you this file if you're good. All right, because I know Jim
Back
hasn't sent you a file
no,
in fucking 10 months. So like, I can't
what?
Fucking.
What? I always send the file. Doesn't mean it's
but
gonna get
received.
You're not sending
it to me. You're sending it to some other person.
Well, there's somebody that's getting a lot of files
I'm surprised
from
I
haven't
emailed you back and be like, quit emailing me this shit.
Just make it stop.
I don't want to hear your
Jim,
stupid
you
voice.
Numbers or what?
We,
we
can't
gotta
do
a top
numbers.
10.
I can't do
oh,
numbers. We didn't do a top 10.
Right, we're
going to
go right
into
the top 10.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then we're going to go take a quick break after
this
that.
This is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, top right, 10, quick
we're
break.
We're
going to
round
we'll
table. All right, round table this motherfucker.
Jim, number 10.
Number 10, Fat Chance.
Okay. My, number 10, Long for the Flowers.
Numero 10, Creatures for a While.
Wow.
All right, number 9, India Inc. Oh, God, that face. I got you. Now you mean that India Inc.
Number 9, Don't Stay Home.
Number 9, Jackpot.
Jackpot. All right. Number 8, Solar Flare.
My number 9,
eight.
Or no,
eight.
Wait, what number?
8.
Beautiful Disaster. Yes.
My number 8 is my original number 1. Wake Your Mind Up.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Number 7 for me, Misdirected Hostility.
Man. My number 7 from the same album. I think the song right before it, Purpose.
Poipus. My number 7 from the first album, Unity.
Ooh. God. All right. Number 6, Do You Write.
Nice. My number 6, Transistor.
More rainy. Do You Write. My number 6 is the one that I told you two to listen to, and you both probably just told me to fuck off. One and the same. Song has a good build to the chorus.
It's a good song. Be my 32. I know. Number 5. Flowing.
All right. My number 5, India Inc.
Oh, God.
My number 5, Bomb the Town.
Wow. Jesus. All right, number four, Creatures for a While.
Whoa. That might do it.
311, great fucking intro songs. My number four from Sound System, Freeze Time.
My number four is... Let me know when you're ready, Jim.
I'm ready.
You wouldn't believe.
Okay. Wow. Okay, top three. Number three for me, Unity.
Nice.
My number three.
We are not in.
We are not in.
No.
Number three. Wake Your Mind Up.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
That was.
Wow.
Watch this. You have Down as number one. Wash Kush.
Still got two more songs.
Still two more.
All right.
No, you got three songs. What's your number three? I don't know.
My
your three
number three
yet.
Is Solar Flare.
Ooh. Number two, my toe-to-toes moment, Too Much to Think. That ruins it for me, I know. But I couldn't help it.
My number two, Flowing.
My number
one. Wow.
My number... Okay. Two, Living and Rockin'.
Oh.
Jim, what's your number one? I'm trying to figure what your number one is.
The greatest fucking song of all time. Fucking Come Original. God. The greatest song.
Because I put it at 30 and Hughes didn't even have it.
I know, Hughes didn't even have it.
Man, my number one is fucking another fucking album opener from fucking Grassroots. Homebrew.
My number one is also an album opener. And the very first song I ever heard by 311.
Oh, yeah, I told you it was.
Yeah, two songs before the end.
God.
Nah,
yeah. Damn. Oh, my God.
Who wins this? I have no clue. Who fucking wins this?
You guys better hope I win because I have the fucking greatest bonus for when we...
I hope you do, too.
We take a break.
Alright, safe.
Yeah, I gotta figure out fucking points now.
Jim, give us our top 31 311 songs.
Actually, female rockers. I think Joan Jett was number one. Right?
We got Stevie Nicks, Kim Deal, Joan Jett.
Okay.
Alright.
That's the best I got.
I would like to.
It's good stuff. Those are the best. Oh, God, Kim. Not Kim.
Dude, it's crazy that we're at this point in time and it's 10:19 on the East Coast right now.
I got my clocks in the kitchen set fast. It's saying 10:23, so.
Don't forget tomorrow, daylight savings.
I know, we got it.
Oh,
spring forward, man.
Spring forward. Daylight savings.
Spring forward. It's the worst.
I wish that we would the worst. When we go to daylight savings, that's the time it should be all
like,
the time.
Like, just whenever the fuck we get back on normal with the rest of the world, just stop. Leave it there.
Just leave it there.
That's tomorrow.
Because it
fucks
the kids up.
It fucks the kids up. It fucks me up. It fucks the animals up.
It fucks
everything.
I don't get too fucked up by it. Honestly, to me, it really means nothing.
And we're losing an hour, too.
We're just stupid.
Yeah, but it's on a Sunday, so, you know.
No. Honestly, daylight savings time fucks me up more than traveling 3 hours to Las Vegas.
Yep.
Well, I will tell you that this past year when we fell back, it took me like four days to fucking recover. I think it's part of being
in your
30s. It's weird.
All right, you know what we got to do? We got to get some numbers.
Jim's going to give us numbers. Let's go. We're going to rank down the 311.
Yeah, Shimmy's a sick fuck. All right, number 30, 8:16 a.m. Number 29.
You guys suck.
Welcome. Number 28, Jackpot. 27,
Hydroponic.
You guys need to fucking get a dictionary and spell.
Yeah,
26,
I spelled it. Yeah,
Don't Stay Home. 25, Purpose. 24, One in the Same. 23, Bomb the Town. 22, You Wouldn't Believe. 21, What Was I Thinking? Number 20, Too Much to Think. 19, Life's Not a Race. 18, Do You Right. 17, Come Original. What the fuck?
Wow. Oh, shit.
God.
Yikes.
Damn, that hurts. I take that personally,
hurts.
That one. That's bad. Number 16, Misdirected Hostility.
Oh, my 15, God.
15, Hostile Apostle. 14, Transistor. 13, Long for the Flowers. 12, Living and Rocking. 11, Fat Chance. Top 10 is where it gets crazy. 10, Freeze Time. 9, India Inc. 8, Down. 7, Beautiful Disaster. 6, Wake Up Your Mind. Wake Your Mind Up. Sorry. Wake Your Mind Up. Number 5, Solar Flare. Number 4, Creatures for a While. Number 3, Unity. Number 2, Flowing. And our number 1 song, which was the number 1 song of the guy who actually fucking won tonight, Homebrew.
Hughes wins it.
Oh, Hughes pulls it off.
Oh, I love it. My 1 and 2 were exact.
He pulls it off.
God.
Washkush had 4. I had 5. Hughes has 6. Number 2 was Flowing.
Holy Washkush, shit.
You didn't come until number 3 with me, with Unity.
Where was I? You so wouldn't believe.
Dude, so I had won the first.
You wouldn't believe it and make
you
it?
You won.
Oh my god, I can't believe I won.
I had a feeling you were going to win because of like the randoms.
I thought you were.
You wouldn't believe was ranked at number 22.
Oh my god. I had the 1 and 2. That's fucking wild.
You had 1, 2, 6, 7, 9, 10.
I had 6 listed in the top 10 that were in. But.
Yep, you had Unity, Solar Flare, Wake Up Dog.
So wait, what is it? Is this the 4th one I won this? Oh no, it's the 3rd one I won this year?
You won every one but last, but Zeppelin. You won.
I can't remember.
GNR, Pixies.
I won the Pixies.
311.
Yeah.
GNR, Pixies.
Primus.
What else do we do? Primus. That's right.
And I won Primus. Oh my god, so that's 4 that I won. Holy shit. So I got a great idea.
While you were smoking, we decided we're going to do a bonus.
Fuck.
I thought I was going to win.
Fuck.
So I got a great idea.
I had it. Yeah, because of the way the point system is with Homebrew, I had it at 16, you had it at 17, and he had it at 1. That took it to 64 points. And the second song, Flowing, I had at 5, and Hughes had at 2. That made it 60 points.
So, I have a great idea for a bonus.
Fuck.
I got a showstopper for a bonus. You guys ready?
Fuck.
Here's what I'd like to do with the bonus. For next week, we are going to do for a bonus Washkush's great idea for a bonus.
Openers?
Washkush, you said you had a great bonus.
Okay,
you have a great bonus.
Oh.
I'm deferring to you. You give us the
bonus.
You give us the bonus.
Wow.
I'm
the
paying
pressure.
The bonus to you.
Dude, the pressure's on.
Oh, there's
the
no
pressure's
pressure.
On. The pressure's
on. I wasn't expecting to win, right. So I did not have a bonus. Washkush has been talking all week.
If you fucking make us rank alien movies, I will not fucking show up next week.
Washkush. I'm giving
ranking,
you my bonus. Washkush,
if we're ranking types of coconuts, if we're ranking Armando Santi, I'm out. This better be a good one, because I've got a better bonus.
Give
I've got
us the
a better
bonus.
I've got a better bonus.
All right.
No,
sorry,
we're
going to
do it. Washkush, I'm giving you the bonus.
I can't.
I'm deferring to you. I'm doing a gentleman's fucking pass.
I appreciate that.
You do the bonus.
I said during the break, strike while the iron's hot, right?
Yes, you did.
Ghost just released an album today. That means they have 5 albums. Combine openers, closers, together, top 10 albums.
I fucking love it. Yes, let's do it.
Of all the Ghost albums.
So it's
10
songs
total. So all the openers and all the closers of Ghost, combine them into 10 songs into a list, and then rank them.
I love it. Washers, let me ask you, though. You got to do the regular album, not the
fucking
extended.
We'll figure that out
on
the after show.
Right?
We'll figure out whatever it is. Meloria, when they got the double disc.
I love it.
I
assumed you were going to win. You've been telling she had a great bonus.
I had a different bonus that I was going to do, which I think should definitely be a full rank.
You know what's crazy? Guys, can I tell you what's crazy? Is that I fucking won 4 of these so far this year.
I won one.
That's ridiculous. You just sneak in. You sneak in. That's what it is. You just sneak right the fuck in.
Primus. It's Pixies, Primus, Guns N' Roses, now 311. Washstretch won this up. Jim, you're due, man. You're due for
the
I got nothing. I'm not going to win drums. How do I even rank this? How the fuck am I supposed to rank this? We have 50... Between the three of us, there's going to be 150 songs. How many songs do you really think we're going to match up out of 150?
No, I'm going to say over.
Well over. Way over.
No, no way. I'm going to say 83.
No. He's going to pull out some random shit. I'm going to pull out nothing but hair metal intros. You're going to pull out nothing but grunge intros or something.
There's not that many grunge intros.
I'm going to take the over.
Where are we going to go? I can't imagine where this ends up. I'm gonna have to go back and look at the cowbell list that we did. Did we do a cowbell the 50?
I got quite a few cowbell lists on there. There's some good ones too.
I know.
I can't believe we gotta do 50.
God damn it!
All right, well,
this is gonna be wild. I can't wait for it. It's gonna be fun.
Who was it? Stevie Nicks was our number one chick rocker, lady rocker.
Joan Jett? No.
Kit.
No,
yeah, I mean, it was
Jett.
The 2, 3, 3. Joan, Stevie.
Joan, Kim, and Stevie. Yeah, because Kim, Hughes and I both had Kim, so that definitely that
my
way.
Love, my love, Grace.
Dude.
We had Homebrew as the number one Tree 11
Homebrew
song. Tree 11
number
day.
One. Which was a fucking... That's a good song. God damn it. Wow. Homebrew, Flowing Unity, Creature... Wow.
That is it.
Whenever the fuck we come back... I don't know what to say right now.
We got 50 drum intros. And we got...
It should be 2 weeks, I think.
All
we
the
should
ghost
be back
openers
in 2 weeks.
And closers combined into one list.
Oh.
Yeah, 2 weeks. This would be great. So we got the drums, and then get ready for your Chili Peps. Get ready for the Chili Peps.
I know, and then after that, we got to get ready for some chilies.
And then
that
we
new
gotta,
album.
And then actually, what we got to figure out is we don't really have anything planned after the Chili Peppers on April 1st. We
got
to kind of
we got to go through the.
Yeah,
we got
to
do a bucket night.
We need to go back
to
the bucket
night
and see what was pulled.
Yeah.
All right, we'll discuss that in the post.
Happy weekend.
I'm out.
Wash Kush needs a band. Washkush needs a band soon.
I don't know why I said happy birthday. Happy Friday.
happy Friday.
He's like Frosty.
Maybe there's a faithful
Forster.
Take it easy on those Coors
Originals.
It's their birthday. So happy birthday if it's your birthday. You know what? There you go. Happy fucking birthday. Happy Friday.